Thank you for registering for our Virtual Simulated Office Oral, or SU, exam. This will provide you with useful information about what to expect on the exam day. You will learn about the login and logout processes, the virtual delivery of the 5 SU stations. The link to the platform and your unique ID and password, which are needed to enter the examination, will be provided in an email from the College of Family Physicians of Canada 5 days before the exam. On the day of your exam, log in precisely at the exam start time. Please note that all examination times are given as Eastern time, and it is your responsibility to be aware of the equivalent local time to ensure you start at your scheduled time. If you experience a delay while trying to log in, either due to technical issues or any unforeseen difficulties, please dial 1-800-387-6197 and report your status. CFPC staff will guide you through the next steps to ensure you complete all stations. When you log in, you will automatically see the holding screen. The exam will begin from that screen when the administrator starts it. As explained in our video, using the platform on the exam day, each SU station is divided into 3 parts: reading, administration, and marking time. Before the start of your first SU station, a proctor will complete the required ID check. Please ensure that you have either your valid driver's license with a photo or a valid passport readily available, as you will need to show your photo ID to the proctor. The examination will be recorded. For enhanced examination security, proctors will randomly observe your SU sessions throughout the duration of the exam. You will not be able to see or hear the proctors. To reduce the potential for bias and conflict of interest, the CFPC has taken extensive measures to ensure candidates are paired with examiners they don't know. If, however, you are assigned an examiner with whom you have a close personal or financial relationship, you need to state so, and the examiner will provide further guidance. You are allowed to take a washroom break, but please note that the examination timer will not stop during this time. If you need to go to the washroom, you can do this only during the marking part of the SU. The timer will not be paused, so you should make sure you return as quickly as possible. If you need to use the washroom, it is crucial to inform the examiner. You may be asked to show your ID again when you come back from the break. Please note that any suspicious behavior will be flagged for review. Make sure you monitor the countdown clocks on the screen as your exam progresses. The clock in the yellow ribbon will show the time left for the reading and administration parts of the exam, and the one at the top of the screen will show the total time left for the specific station and the time left for the marking part. Pay attention to the timer in the yellow ribbon, especially during the encounter with the patient. Once you complete the SU station, you will transition to the next one automatically. Do not leave the screen at any time without notifying the examiner. I'll read that again. At the end of your 5th and last SU station, simply click Submit the exam and close the browser. To summarize, be aware of your time zone and make sure you log in on time on the exam day. Have your driver's license or your passport ready for the ID check at the beginning of the first SU station. Monitor the countdown clock. If you need to use the washroom, make sure you notify the examiner. Stay in front of the camera and do not try to access the previous station or the next station. You'll be transitioned to the next station automatically. At the end of your last station, simply click Submit the exam. Good luck! And if you need any additional information, please don't hesitate to contact us at ccfpexam@cfpc.ca.